Behold, the days are coming. I loved in one of the songs of Johnny Cash, "The Days Are Coming." And he did so good with different lyrics and towards the end of his life that focused with the scriptures, "The Days Are Coming." And I think of that image in my own mind, how we say that in our different places in our lives. I mean, you think of the days are coming for the child to go to the first time in school, whether preschool or being as a little kindergartner students, or as, you know, the adolescents thinking that the days are coming to finally be done with high school or college, or now you're engaged, getting ready for a wedding. I think one that's very important as we think about just the general, you know, general type of people's lives are the first time, and it's so cool to watch in a parish, the first pregnancy of a woman and her husband. And what a way to think of what we're doing on here December 18th. Sometimes we just shock, you know, we kind of just are, we know it's coming, but I mean, imagine if we were like the pregnant mother with the man. And again, we have the Annunciation of Jesus in Mother's Womb on March 25th. And imagine if we remembered that every day. It's Christmas. It's only 8 months away, you know, 7 months. We're on December 18th, 7 days. I can't imagine what a woman experiences like that, because they don't know the day, unless they have the surgery type. But they don't know, and it's been kind of, I don't know if I'd want to say it, maybe as a joke or something, but when is it popping? You know, when is that baby coming in the world? And they're like, well, I don't know. It's soon, but I don't know, right? Now we have the good history of knowing December 25th will always be Christmas. But imagine that. Imagine being like in the circle of Mother Mary and Joseph and their family and whatnot, thinking, what, not only your child, but this child, like, Joseph, you're not really the dad? Our liturgy is 7 days. That's it, 7 days. And we have a lot that we can pack in 7 days for our own mission, our church's mission, our school's mission. We have this wonderful evening tonight with a great talk with Ben Frost in Virginia to talk about mercy, adoration, to go to confession with several other priests, and to worship God as we prep this last 7 days before Christmas. Behold, the days are coming. That's exciting for me. I hope exciting for you. And that excitement is not for the world's image of Christmas coming. Let's just be done with Advent. And many places don't even believe in Advent. But no, we need to be excited. Like, this is the last lap. This is the last sprint to get to the finish line, to do the best we can in our silence and our prayers and our merciful a reception of Jesus. It's because we open our hearts for Him. So day by day, the next few days, just nail it. Just go well. Run well. Again, like the women today, that they're not exactly sure what the day is, but it's coming.